I am David McLaughlin. Today is the 2nd of December 2016.
All right, David, what was your role in Model Senate?
So I was just a regular senator, Pat Roberts from Kansas. Nothing more than that.
Can you describe what you did in the project?
Well, I mean, we wrote legislation, we wrote bills, we went into committees, we discussed those, we voted on them. They were heated topics, and that's really all I can say about that.
What was the hardest part about this project for you?
The hardest part was actually writing the bill. A lot of research had to be done. You had to know what you were doing. You couldn't just write a quick bill and then be done with it. It took a lot of effort to actually do. You had to look at other bills, see other people were doing on theirs, kind of get more inspiration, critique a lot as well. Very difficult process.
Where do you think you could have improved in your performance?
I could have been more active in the Senate role I had. I could have actually, you know, voted more, try to have more of a voice on what my opinion, what my senator's opinion was. But I didn't really do that. I kind of just laid low and went through it all, but, you know, it's just what it is.
How well did our Senate process reflection, what actually, okay, let's get that question. The question's weird. What was your favorite moment or memory from Model Senate?
Probably the first day when we started voting on legislation and bills, and some of the crazy amendments people came up with, like slave trading freshmen and building a silent electric train.
That was my favorite.
That was pretty funny. I don't really find a lot of things in Animus funny, because I think a lot of people here are just a little bit overdone, but that was a pretty cool day.
What about your stress level during this project?
I don't really get stressed that much. It's pretty low.
How engaged were you during the actual exhibitions?
Well, I spoke yesterday, and I was kind of be rather engaged for that. I had to actually bring an amendment to forth, which they didn't actually talk about, but still the right amendment, and, you know, so I think they did a pretty good role in that.
All right. If you do this project over again, what would you change?
I don't think I'd change anything. I think it was good for what it was.
So after doing all this, if you remember, our essential question is, like, was Congress broken?
Mm-hmm.
And do you believe that? What's your opinion?
I still the exact same opinion I had when we started discussing whether Congress was broken. It's not broken. It's cracked. Can be fixed. But if we don't, you know, put more patches in Congress right now, it will continue to break.
All right. What did you think about the final bill that passed out of your committee?
Well, I thought it would be a good idea because, you know, actually pretty Democratic and liberal myself, but my senator actually hated it because took money away from, like, the government and the military, like, a lot of fucking money, too, so it's true, but, yeah.
All right. What other advice would you give to students going into Model Senate next year?
I would say get your project stuff done as quickly as you can. Don't procrastinate, because the more you do, it just piles up the work a lot, and there is a lot of work to be done. Definitely critique a lot. Read your speech and your bill over and over again until you memorize them, understand what you're actually talking about, so you're not just you guys, like, shouting out air.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Yep.